We built yesterday the sugya. According to Tosfos, Suffolk 1, Klapi Suffolk 2 and 3 is not the same Suffolk. We told yesterday that Suffolk 1 and Suffolk 2 and 3 are not the same Suffolk. Suffolk 1 said Tosfos before is black and white, without any sphikas, without any unclarities. Tosfos spoke out that the Suffolk, number 1, is a Balbatash Suffolk. When a guy made a Maisa Hegdish in the case of Shneimers and Batalis, is the Hegdish generate a din of Yachliku or not? Does the Hegdish generate a din of Shtik or not? A din of Hoidah? Should a person be Meicha when it comes to Dvarim, which are not a Maisa? That's Suffolk number 1 of the Gemara, that's clear. Suffolk number 2 and 3 in the Sugya are clearly, Suffolk number 2 and 3 in the Sugya are clearly Sveikas. Of Lomdish Sveikas. When the guy did the act of Hegdish, there was no Hoidah going on, there was nothing to be quiet to, because the Hegdish is Chal at the birth of the baby, of the animal. So there's nothing to be quiet to the Maizeh. Maizeh Hegdish was not accompanied by an act of Shtika. Our Koch of Suffolk 2 and 3, which the Gemara intertwines, because they sent the Shaila to Rav Chisna, and Rav Hanu interrupted and answered in Zura, they stopped on the way. Made a road stop, and that's what happened. We came out of the sugi, the Moiridika, the belt sugi of Tukfa Koyin. Stopped in Surah. It's clear that the Suffolk over there is a Lamdusha Suffolk, because the Kedushas of Bukhar didn't come like they're an act of Shtika. That's the critical Zach. So what was the Suffolk? The Suffolk was, do you have the right to make a Hekdish? What's the Shah? Do you have a right to make a Hekdish? The Teretz is, the Shah was, do you have a right to make a Hekdish, Misuffolk? You have a right to make a Hekdish, Misuffolk? Why not? Because it's out of your control. Because there's a dinner called Olam Gvar. Because there's a dinner called Tzuchav Haraya. And the posh of Shat in the Gemara was that there was a super lumdish Suffolk in the Gemara. Whether or not something which I have a right to grab onto, Hagam that I don't have it now, is that called that I have it Bereshusoy? That means in the state of Suffolk, when the din of the Suffolk is that you don't have control over it, because the other guy can grab it, like Olam Gvar. You don't have control of it because we passed the Mosek of Raya. Because the fact that I can grab it, is it enough under my control to make a Hekdish Misuffolk, by the way? Something can be Suffolk at the end of the day. But the question is, could you even make it Misuffolk? Because if it's out of any rituals, it's out of your rituals, and the ballgame is over. So what was the comparison to Suffolk? Well, Suffolk number 1, we said yesterday, can't be that Suffolk. Why can't it be that Suffolk? Say the same thing. Do I have the right to make it Hekdish? Because I could grab it. The Torah says, you can't grab it. Because when Shai Mashal tells you can't grab it. I could grab it. That's the way this is how you do it. That's not cool. You can grab it. Grabbing has to be Machmas the Suffolk. In the state of Suffolk, I can grab it. Over there, I can't grab it. If there'll be a Hidah, there won't be a Suffolk anymore. By the way, I have a great example for that. It's like you'll tell me, if two Adam will come along and say, I wanted the Torah, that's cool. Is that cool? I can grab it. I can say, well, the Talah is, if two Adam will come, then I'll be able to get the Talah. That's not cool. You have rights in the Talah, that's correct. Today, you don't have rights in the Talah. If there'll be a Hidah, the guy will admit, there won't be the Torah anymore. It won't be Shabbos and the Talah. My statement, don't forget it. So Tosfos was very troubled. So what was the Suffolk of the Gemara? So what was the Suffolk of the Gemara there? Tosfos says the Suffolk of the Gemara was, is the Shtika a Hoidah or not? So what's the comparison from case number 2 and 3? We spoke it out yesterday. In Rashi, it's before a few times that he learns that Suffolk number 1, 2 and 3 are all one Suffolk. In Rashi's Mavura, the Suffolk number 1, 2 and 3 are all one Suffolk. I want to shtel it a vek in two ways over here. One Rashi says, the Vera Maskel, the Chilai Tokfrich, Chomer Koyach Hegdish Laisa Begiza Alveda. You see that by Tokfrich Koyin, the Gemara that Havmina held that the Kedushas are, the Gemara that Havmina held, the Laisa, can I sit down? What? Old veteran. How long ago were you in Shir?
I don't want to embarrass anybody.
How long ago were you in Shir? 25?
I don't want to embarrass Rebbe.
So. I had here then, right? 25 years, no? More. Close my eyes, yeah. Hopefully you guys will remember where to come back to after 25 years. Yeah? Well, at least for a visit.
Yeah.
Hertzberg, when you'll stand in the back in 25 years from now with your walker, I'll tell you, sit down. No, it's not a sign of old age, it's a style. Nothing to do, no reason, no bad reason for it.
Yeah.
I'll be here, I don't know, we'll see. Yeah. Either way, listen carefully. Rashi says a mavel de kazach. The Gemara that have been held that by Sofik Bukhar, listening? The Gemara that have been held that by Sofik Bukhar, the Kedushas of Bukhar is totally in the moment of the coin. So the Gemara said that if I see that the thing could be Kaddish, even though it's a Wetzel Rav, this is a complicated Raya from coin. Kedushas of Bukhar, the Giz of Avoid, is totally in the moment of coin. It's not moment of coin, it's a Wetzel Rav of Raya. The answer is the coin could grab it, says Rashi. Look into Rashi now. Shmami know the intim zolim atok for ain matim yod. From here, I have a riot to case one. From here, I have a riot to case one. From the fact that I see that by Kedusha's Bukhar. If you have mina that the Kedusha, the Bukhar, the Gizav Avoid is telling the Mumin, I see that it's Chal. From here, it's a riot. That Hikdisha, if I hold intim zolim atok for ain matim yod, the Hikdisha, below talk to us, I have a riot from Sophic 3 to Sophic 1. Where's the riot from Sophic 3 to Sophic 1? Suffolk 3, there was a shayla whether Balabatish what. So Suffolk 3 is a lomdish shayla whether the right to grab it is enough to make the chalais hegdish. If you have mina that the kedushas of Bukhar is told in the moment of the coin, so the shayla is a cool moment coin, he has a right to grab it. The Suffolk Amman Aleph, that wasn't the Suffolk. I'll say a tifer. And Amman Aleph, you don't have a right to grab it, we said. Suffolk Amman Aleph was, is it cool the haidah or not? What's this to do with over here? Over here, there's no haidah going on. There was no shtika b'shas, the lady of the baby, of the Bukhar. Shtetan Rashi Nishta say. Shteitan Rashi, the Suffolk number 3 and Suffolk number 1 are identical. That's the first Rashi. Second Rashi is much more extreme, much more sharp. Look at Rashi. Loyal man, look at the Gemara says, Gabi Bukhar, that feel talk for Kayim, and see, nice to meet you, the Cheskis Yisroelain. The Mistama. Loyal man, Kayim, Kayim, wait to have a Roy. Said the Gemara, Teretz, no. There's no rap and talk for coin. Why is no rap and talk for coin? Because over there, that's and the din could very well be matimiyad. You can't grab. If you can't grab, so why is it kodesh? Time of the keys of Oda, love me from Dil Hesham Kushum Kachman. You weren't a Rashi, so lumbish. See why it's also keys of Oda? It's not because the koyach has kliches in the object. It's not because it's mom and coin. It's not because he has the right to grab. The tisha minei lehechad he talk for ain matimiyad, the hegishav hegish. That you're going to learn out from there that a case of if a matim yodah higdisha vegish, ela hocham ishum isra sofa gizah kodesh higdisha vome ela shani shim bachoru me elav kodesh vikala supi vachi. Now watch this. It says Rashi, I'll more the Columbus Rashi. What the Gemara's teretz? Don't go think that the Kedushas of Bachor has something to do with the rights of the coin and the app. They're completely detached. The Isra Kedushas because it's a Bachor. And the money is the money. You have two topics, two agendas, no shakas to each other. Zimela, you can't bring me a riot from here. That's something that you're able to grab. It gives you rights in the object because it's Kaddish, because the Kedusha of the Bukhar is not totally in the moments of the coin. They're two different agendas. I spoke to many of you last night. A Bukhar is two dinim. One din is that it's Kaddish, and one din is that it goes to the coin. They have nothing to do with each other. Now watch the end of the Rashi. Watch this. Avo Gabi Misusa, Zimela. Now that we don't have a riot from Bukhar, why? Because the Isra is no shaykhus to Momin. So by Bukhar, there's nothing to bring me a proof of the Hekdish, because the Hekdish of Bukhar is no shaykhus to Momin. Yes, watch this now. Alba Gabi Mesusa, the Enkdusha Boala de Piv, Shelzeh. Ay, but by Mesusa, by the Merchatz, with the Hekdish is only Chal, Ay, they what? Ay, they Piv, Shelzeh. It's only Chal, Ay, they what? This guy's pet, this guy's Maisa Hekdish. Over there, that's by Bukhar, where the Kedusha's Bamei Aleha, where the Kedusha has nothing to do with the Mamin is. So it's called the Gizavayda. But in a place where I need to make the Hekdish, in a place where the Hekdish is totally in me, in the place where the Hekdish is totally in my bylaws, in the place where the Hekdish is totally in my ownership, over there, Engelacha, maybe I'll tell you that feel of Jews will ever talk for, even if you could grab it. Maybe even if you hold him Timso Lemar, that you're allowed to grab it, but the Hekdish is not a Hekdish. Why? He says the whole shiur I said yesterday. The Ein Yochol LaHekdish Dovash Ein Mishus, because you can't be Hekdish. Somebody's out of your Mishus. I could grab it. hand is not enough. Grabbing is not enough. The right to grab it is not enough to make it into your Rishos. For sure, Rashi. Samamoritika, Hara, Kushya, Tsa'aka from this Rashi. What does Rashi say? Now that we knocked out the Raya from Bukhara, we go back to Mesusa. By Mesusa, we're left with a Suffolk. What is the Suffolk that Rashi says by Mesusa? So this Rashi? Rashi says the Suffolk by Mesusa was in Tirzo Leimar. Takfa Ein Mutzi, and if you're allowed to grab by Mesusa, can you make it Hegdish because you're allowed to grab? Because we don't have a Hachra anymore from Bukhar. Bukhar is not a Rai anymore. Because by Bukhar, the Kedusha has no Shaykh as the ownership. By Bukhar, the Kedusha has no Shaykh as the Roshusai. By Bukhar, the Kedusha comes Me'elah. But by Mesusa, we are the one making it. Over there, there's a problem with Ein Mesusa. The whole shit I said yesterday is before Shirashi. There's a problem with Ein Mesusa. And over there, maybe even if Tim Tzal Leimar Takfa Ein, even if you could grab the Mesusa. Even if you could grab the mezuzah, who says that's enough to make it in your Rishos? But right now it's not in your Rishos. So I fainted when I saw the Rashi. Im Tim Suleiman? Of course he allowed a grab by mezuzah. What was the din by mezuzah? What's the din by mezuzah, Rabbi Zin? Kol Agvar. When is there an Im Tim Suleiman? Rashnaim Erzim Betalis, where the din is Yachleiku. In order to grab, you need to come on to a Shasek Vachach Tzabach. So over there, I need to come on to Im Tim Suleiman. If Shasek Vachach Tzabach, Zaleda. Is an Imtim Soleimah by Mesusah, my Rabbi? By Mesusah, it's Imtim Soleimah. Rashi should have said like this. If I would have written the Rashi, I would have said like this. Abigabi Mesusah, Dein Kedushabal Yapiv, Eim Lecha, Da'afilu Yochol Litvois, Eim Metzi, Da'afilu Yochol Litvois, Ekdishab Leitakva, Labi Hekdish. Why? Because it's not yours. Was he in an Imtim Soleimah? What Imtim Soleimah? There's an Imtim Soleimah by Mesusah, my Rabbi? By Shaimah's and Metallus is an Imtim Soleimah, because Shaimah's and Metallus is a Shaimah. Shaimah's and Metallus you can't grab. Your only opportunity to grab, my Rabbi say, is what? Your only opportunity to grab is what? Is Aydeh Shazavakach Sobach. So there's a Sophic of Rabbi Imtim Soleimah, Imtim Soleimah, Zay. In the case of Mesusah, there's no Imtim Soleimah, Imtim Soleimah, you're allowed to grab. It's called Al Gvar. Rashi says, even if you'll tell me that you're allowed to grab by Mesusa, I'm still going to have a Shiloh, because who says the ability to grab is enough to make it your Roshos? That was the original Suffolk of the Gemara. What do you mean? In terms of Lema, you're allowed to grab by Mesusa. Rashi should have realized that he and by Mesusa, even if you're allowed to grab. But you didn't grab yet, so it's not in your Roshos yet. Stay before Shem Rashi that the din of Mesusa is not called Al Gvar, the din is Yachleiku. Stay before Shem Rashi, and the Mitzvah has a Suffolk like this. Place is the Quran, the din is called Al Gvar, so you're allowed to grab. Rashi, the Rashi over here says in Furish that the Intim Soleimah, the Suffolk of Rav Zera, applies not only where Mishnah Eretz and Batalis, it applies also by Mesusa, correct? What do you mean? By Mesusa, you're allowed to grab. It is called Al-Gvar. Well, of course you're allowed to grab. What do you mean you're allowed to grab? You're not allowed to grab. You're allowed to grab. It's called Al-Gvar. The answer is, Rashi learned, that the Suffolk of Mesusa is not a Suffolk of what? Of called Al Gvar. Suffolk of Yachleiku. Why is there Yachleiku over there? The Ritual over here speaks out Kama Vakamat Stodim, whether the case of Mesusa is called Shnei Mersim Ben Mesusa. Are they holding on to it? How could you hold on to it? It's Karka. Ayin Shom. But it's before Shirashi. I don't even care why, by the way. By Mesusa, the din was Yachleiku. The din wasn't called Al Gvar. Says Rashi, so why are you allowed to grab? Why where? So why are you allowed to grab there? So what's the tzad that you're allowed to grab by Mesusa? So what's the tzad that you're allowed to grab by Mesusa? The din is Echlekum, Echlek you can't grab. The Teretz is the ability to grab by Mesusa. It's also because of what? That's in Tim Tzolaymar, that's a Suffolk of Observer. In Tim Tzolaymar. And if you'll tell me that by Shazak Vakach Tzavach I'm allowed to grab by Mesusa, the same way I'm allowed to grab by Talos, so then there'll be a Suffolk whether or not the Hekdish is a Hekdish. That's Nifl Moed Amita Shal Torah. So it's before Shirashi that Suffolk 1 and Suffolk 2 are the same Suffolk. The case of Shneimer and Betalis, Psak was Yachleiku. Your ability to grab is because of what? Because of Shasak, Yachakach, Tzavach. That ability to grab gives you rights in the Zach, and the Suffolk is whether or not those rights that you have to grab in it gives you a right to make it Hegdish. What about a right from where? From? Tuck for coin. By tuck for coin, you also have a right to grab it, and that makes it yours. The gabi that it becomes hegdish. Kamashulon, there's no raya from Bechor. So it's Mefurish and Rashi that Suffolk 1 and Suffolk 2 and Suffolk 3 are all the same case. Watch what I'm saying now. It's Mefurish and Rashi that Suffolk 1 and Suffolk 2 and Suffolk 3 is the same Suffolk. When I need the object to be my moment to make it hegdish, is the fact that I could grab it enough to make it called Bershusi. when I need something to be mine in order to go make a chalais hekdish is the fact that I can grab it enough of a reason to make it mine. Sofik one, I can grab it, I did shalzavach and sofach. Sofik two, I can grab it, I did shalzavach and sofach. And sofik three, I can grab it, I did, you know, talk for a coin that I can grab from, it's a mechavel, mariah. In all those three cases, the reason why it becomes hekdish is because I have the right to grab it. The Gemara says there's no right from Bechor, because with Bechor the Kedusha has nothing to do with the moment, therefore it's not connected to your ability to grab. Kamei v'nyavin, la'amito shel Torah. Why did Tosis have to learn that case number two is what? It's called Olam Gvar. Why did Tosis have to learn that case number two, the din is not Yachleku, the din is called Olam Gvar? Tosis has to learn like that. Why? Because if case number two was a case of Yachleku, I may have grabbed Oisa, because if case number two was a case of Yachleku, so Yachleku you're not allowed to grab. When are you allowed to grab by Yachleku? Only when what? When there's a Hidah. But when there's a Hidah, that's not called you have a right to grab. That's called you have a right to have a situation that there will be a Hidah. But today you have no rights in it. So what was the suffix that they sent to Rav Chisda? So Tosis Lashitasa, he couldn't learn that case number two was talking about a case of Yachleku. Because if case number two would have been a din of Yachleku, we know Moiv Rav Oisa then Yachleku, you're not allowed to grab. The only case you're allowed to grab by Yachleku is Rav Shalsa Grachach Tzava. But we already said yesterday that Le Tosis Shalsa Grachach Tzava is a full scale what? A full scale Hidah. When there's a full scale Hidah, that's not called you have a right to grab. The right to grab is that in the state of Suffolk I had a right to grab. That's that I could grab it and I'll be a Hidah. That's like the way I'm coming. So Tosis, in order for the Suffolk of Mesusa to get off the ground, have to be talking about a case where Stam I can grab. When can you grab Stam by Yachleku? You're not allowed to grab. I called on Grab, I'm allowed to grab. I called on Grab, I'm allowed to grab. The mail that Suffolk of the Gemara was. Can I make this mezuzah hekdish, even though today the mezuzah is not mine, but I can grab it? How can you grab it? I know how to grab it. It's another thing. It's called the long bar. That's nifl moed lamita shel Torah. So the big question is, that's the setup. So now we get to the big question, which all of you asked yesterday. Rabbi Peretsky was miyayish from the answer even, ad kedei kach, right? So the big problem is, shitas Rashi here. So what does Rashi learn? Suffolk number one was what? Shnayim and Betalis. Can I go make it hekdish because I have the right to grab it? Suffolk number two was Mesusa. Shnayim Yerzim Mesusa. Achleku. I'm allowed to grab it. Is my ability to grab it? Suffolk number three was the Kedushas of Bechor is Chal because it's my moment because I can grab it. Effect of the grace of Kasha on Rashi. But it's not true. In case number three, you can grab it because Tokfa Koine was Yimiyot. You're allowed to grab. But in case number one and two, you're not allowed to grab. The Gemara says, Mefurish on Amin Aleph, you are not allowed to grab. If you yelled, you're not allowed to grab from Yechleku. Why are you allowed to grab? When are you allowed to grab? When do we have an Imtun Zolema? Only when what? Only when what? Vashasav Yachach what? Tzava, but without that, you can't grab. We said yesterday, Shasav Yachach Tzava Zahidah. The ability to grab something, Ayyadeh Haidah, is not called the ability to grab. The ability to grab, so we don't understand. Suffolk 1 and 2 according to Rashi. That's the Pella Otsam Venoyer on Rashi. How could Rashi say that the suffix of 1 and 2 and 3 are the same suffix, whether or not your ability to grab gives you enough rights in the object today that you don't have it to go make it hekdish? In case 3, you have the right to grab, because talk for coin. And what's even other, the Havamin of Rabba Nuna, the Havamin of Rabba Nuna, which we'll see. But the case number 2, you can't grab, it's Shaimah Smutal. Shaimah Smutal, the Gemara says you can't grab. You can grab by day or day, that's not called a right to grab. Today in the object, you have no rights in the object. So in order to answer this question, I have to say Akdama. And Akdama goes like this. From a backward, and Akdama goes like this, listen carefully, Tiferet, we're beginning now. To come over here, you realize, got itself into the sugya of Tuk for Koin from a backhand way. The sugya of Tuk for Koin itself, which we're going to start Mitzvah next week when we get there. The sugya of Tuk for Koin itself is a sugya, a local internal sugya, it's a shas sugya. When you have a din of a mitzvah mechavarai, are you allowed to grab? It's a huge sugya. So it's called Klali Tfisa all of Shas. When are you allowed to grab? Not allowed to grab. The Rishonim over here went through all of Shas. We're going to go together with them on the journey. When you can grab, where you can't grab. That's one zach. But the Gemara over here in Rav Amnuna originally held that we got into a Tuk for Koin from a back door. Because we were looking for a case where the Kedusha is Chala, my moment is, and it's not mine yet, and I can only grab it. That's how we got into Tuk for Koin. But the Gemara over here held at this point that Tuk for Koin, you're allowed to grab. You're allowed to grab. That's the whole big dilemma. You're allowed to grab. But the Gemara you're allowed to grab, and therefore it's called your money because you could grab, but therefore it's Ekdash. Look in Rashi. Landmark Rashi, a Shas Rashi. The Gemara over here had a Havamina that the reason why the Kedushas Bechor is Chal, because the Kedushas Bechor is totally in the Mominus. Correct? Why is it called the Yisrael? The Yisrael doesn't have it. It's a Yisrael Bechor, it's Adamar Shoter, so I can grab it, slowly. That's it, I can grab it. Zak Rashi, you can grab it, you hold Tarkva Koin, Ein Mutzi Miyod, you hold you allowed to grab it, it's only if the Yisrael was Shasak Vachach Tzavach. There are three issues that have to be dealt with this Rashi. Rashi says, you have to remember this Rashi for the rest of your life. Rashi says that the tzad of the Gemara that talk for koyin ein mitzian, the tzad of the Gemara that you're allowed to grab from what's the vay was only said when the Yisrael was shalzer v'achatzav. You can't grab. You can't grab. You cannot grab. Effect the Pnei Yeshua over here, why not? If you're allowed to grab, you're allowed to grab. Effect the Pnei Yeshua, second question, and what's the Yisrael shalzer v'achatzav what? Tzavach. What does the Shalzer v'Achatzav help? Is there a Yidah? There's no Yidah over here. Yisrael doesn't have an idea whether it's a Bechor or not. Those are the two kashas that the Pnei Yeshua asked over here on Rashi. Rashi over here says, I'm saying a Hakadoma here, that the Havamina of the Gemara was what? That you're allowed to grab. And that's why the Fida Havamina that the Kedushas of Bechor is told in the Momen Koin, it's Chal, because it's called his, he has a finger in it. So like Rashi, you should know that the Havamina of Tok for Koin, the Havamina that you're allowed to grab by Hawaii Zechbel Raya is only Shalzer v'Achatzav. The first question is why? And second is, what does Shalzer v'Achatzav help me? Is it my Zahidah? Shalzer v'Achatzav is Zahidah? Is Shalzer v'Achatzav is Zahidah? It has to be at least Shalzer v'Achatzav. Fekir Chakash, Shalzer v'Achatzav is Zahidah? There's no Zahidah over here. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, Yisrael has no clue what's going on. Nobody knows whether it's a Bechor or not. Ever the Pnei Yeshua, a felt Yisoid, that it was a no-brainer to Rashi. It was a no-brainer to Rashi. It was a davar pasha to Rashi. It was ogaret lefi Rashi that the tzad of the Gemara that you're allowed to grab by a sofik bechor was only if shalzer v'achatzavach, only if it was aydot. Otherwise, it's a ma'asek zela. There's no way in the world that from an act of violence you're going to become the mufzik. There's no way in the world. There's no tzad like that in the world. I usually ask me, "Shavas shalzer v'achatzavach help?" There's no aydot here. So, the Pnei Yeshua that Rashi held that shalzer v'achatzavach is not aydot. Shalzer v'achatzavach means it's not a ma'asek zela, our old friend. Shalzer v'achatzavach is not a full-scale hidah. Shalzer v'achatzavach allows you to grab it. Shalzer v'achatzavach is called a tzvisa b'rishos. Shalzer v'achatzavach is called not a ma'asek zela. That's the ganze ma'asek, that's the ma'asek. So Pnei Yeshua said two alarming yisaidis. Yisaid number one is that shalzer that you cannot grab, the havamin of the Gemara that you're allowed to grab from the kohen, and that's why the kohen, it's gizavach v'hidah, is only in the case of Shalzer. That means when we're going to learn the sugya next week of Tuk for Koin, of are you allowed to grab or not, the first idea that we have is that like Rashi, even like the tzad that you can grab, it's a no-brainer, you can't grab without Shalzer v'Achatzavach. Why? Because you're a goslin. You go to a guy and you grab and give it back. That's not called as a new mukzik over here. You can't change tfisas. What's that mean you're allowed to grab? Because till now you're the mukzik, now I'm the mukzik. You can't change tfisa by then act of violence. So what does Shalzer v'Achatzavach do effect of Pnei Yeshua? Haidah, there's no Haidah here. The answer is, because the guy was Maida, that it's your good I allowed you to take it. That's all the Haidah does. Atkan the Pnei Yeshua of Shana Rashi. That means in order to howl, talk for crying, emetzi miyodai, it has to be, that was Tvisa Vershos. Slowly. Okay? By the way, who told this to Rashi? I said Maida the Kazakh shot here, which I'm sure you all said. Who told this to Rashi, by the way? Anybody know? What? No. Who told this to Rashi? That the Havimina of Tuk for Koyin, Eim, and Zim, Yodai has to be at least in the case of Shalzer v'Achatzavach. Who told this to Rashi, by the way? Can you? Say better. Say better. Therefore. Say better. He's saying good, but say better. What forced Rashi to learn like this? Because, like he said, but I'm going to say it much better than he said it. Rashi learns that the case of Amar Alpha of Aves. Case 1 and 2, a case of Yachleku, right? In case of Yachleku, how are you allowed to grab? In cases 1 and 2, how are you allowed to grab? What are we saying? You have the right to grab, therefore you can make an Hegdash. And why? When are you allowed to grab? You're allowed to grab by Shalzer v'Achatzavach, correct? So Rashi had a Mori the Kakasha. What's the right from Bechor? But before you're allowed to grab stamazai. In case one, in case two, with the dimos yachleiku, in order to grab, you have to have a lot. There, it's a very far-fetched, by the way. You don't really have rights in it. If to be a shasnik, rachach tzavach, then you'll be able to grab. By the bukhor, which is a way to make a mel raya, talk for kayin, you're allowed to grab. So how could the gemara bring a raya from case three to case one and two? In case three, you're allowed to grab, stop, you're allowed to grab. In case one and two, you can only grab a shasnik, rachach tzavach. The levels of grabbing is much closer. Maybe the only time something's called in your rishus, maybe the only time something's called in your domination is when you can grab it. That I have to come on to grab it to a whole mice of shasak rachach tzavach, who said that's called I have a right to grab? How could the Gemara compare 3 to 1 and 2? The answer is Rashi learned, because the case of 3 is talking about also shasak rachach tzavach. Your right to grab is only by shasak rachach tzavach. By the way, what I just said is pshat, emes lamita shel Torah in pshat. In pasha pshat. What you said over here, I'm saying much sharper. If the case of 3 was talking about a case, you're allowed to grab stamazay. When talk for kain, the kain can grab from this row. Why? Because a mitzvah chavel of rai is changeable. One day by you, one day by me. Sakri mar sell to case 1 and 2. Case 1 and 2, a case of yachleiku. In a case of yachleiku, the only rishus to grab is if a whole story happens. Shasav yachach tzavach, correct? So how can you compare out? I'll tell you. Case number 3, you know why the ability to grab it gives you a bialus on the zakhish? Because I can grab it. I can pick myself up and grab it. Case 1 and 2, I can't just grab it. I have to have a shasav yachach tzavach. How could you more make it sushtel? The answer is that case number 3 is also only a shasav yachach tzavach. So I see that when you have a shasak rachach tzavach and you can grab it, that's enough to be called your moment to make kedusha. That's nifl moed. And what does the shasak rachach tzavach help? He says the Pnei Yeshua, it's mukhroch from Rashi. That's not a hidra shasak rachach, it's tzisa brishos. If that's true, so now we have the emes ateres la mita shol teira pshad in Rashi in suffix number 1. Moirai v'rabbeisai. Why did Tosis learn Sophic number 1 was a Baal Batish Sophic? Why did Tosis learn that Sophic number 1 was a case where the Sophic was like Sophic number 2? Is the right to grab it, to make it mine or not? What do we say? Because in Sophic number 1, you can't grab! I could grab. That's Aydah. I just said a beautiful Zach before. Sophic number 2 has to be called the Long Var, because otherwise it's nothing. So why did Tosfos have to learn that Sophic number 1 wasn't doimet to Sophic 2 and 3? Why? The answer is because in Sophic number 1, which is Yachleiku, Sophic number 2 is called Angvar, you can grab. Sophic number 3 is called Yachleiku, you can grab. Sophic number 1 is Yachleiku. You got to let it grab by Yachleiku. I chose to grab Sophic, that's what he does. That's not cool, you have a right to grab. Memela, what was the Sophic? Babatash Sophic, is it called a shtik or not? Hashem Kain, according to Rashi. Rashi holds a shasak rachach tzavach is not called a full scale hoidah. How do I know that shasak rachach tzavach is not called a full scale hoidah? Because Rashi says that you need shasak rachach tzavach where by takfor koyin. Not only do you need it, but it works. Not only do you need it, but it works. State in Rashi that there's a bear called shasak rachach tzavach, which is not a hoidah. By Bechor, it's not a hoidah. What is it? It's a tefisah bereshus. So Rashi learned that shasak rachach tzavach by shnayim eretz mitalis is not what. It's not a hoidah! It's nothing more than a tefisa bereshus. Like Rashi says, by takfor koyin. Hello, by takfor koyin, it for sure has to be a tefisa bereshus. Why can't it be a hoidah by takfor koyin? Why can't it be a hoidah by takfor koyin? Because there's nobody to be moed over there. Nobody knows whether it's a bechor or not. Richtig? So all the shasak rachach tzavach could do by takfor koyin is what? Is make it into a tefisa bereshus. That's not called a ma'isek zelo. Rashi holds that by shnayim eretz mitalis, shasak rachach tzavach is not a full scale hoidah. All it is what? Is nothing more than a tefisa bereshus. The Mela, Sophic number 1, and Sophic number 2, and Sophic number 3 are all the same exactly. I have an object that Misophic, it's not by me, but I have the right to grab it if there'll be a Shasak Vakach Tzavach. Shasak Vakach Tzavach! Really? Shasak Vakach Tzavach is a Hedah. Shasak Vakach Tzavach doesn't mean you have rights in it? No. Rashi holds Shasak Vakach Tzavach is a Tvisa Bereshos. Where do I see that Rashi learned that Shasak Vakach Tzavach is a Tvisa Bereshos, not a Hedah? Rashi says before, but if we talk for Kain, it has to be Shasak Vakach Tzavach. Over there, it can't be a Hedah. Because over there, nobody knows whether it's a Bechor or not. Muzdok Zayin, that it's nothing more than a Tvisa Bereshos. Memela, Rashi Lishitasoi, who learns that Vakach Tzavach is a full scale what? Is a full scale what? Is nothing more than a tefisa bereshus. So the shasak rachach tzavach gives me rights. Machmas the sophic. I have a shnayim and mitalis. The sophic kept me in the ball game. How did the sophic keep me in the ball game? Because the sophic allows me to grab it. When? When does the tefisa bereshus? When does the tefisa bereshus? The psak of yachleiku will allow me to get hold of it. Mela, I can go ahead and make it hekdish. That was the tzushtel of sophic 1, sophic 2, sophic 3. Hashenki tosel l'shitasa who learns the shasak rachach tzavach is what? Shasak rachach tzavach is a full-scale hoidah, like we proved from which Tosis. where we prove that Shadrach HaKatan was a full-scale Haidah. Because Taisa says before that when the other guy's holding it for you, when he Shadrach HaKatan, like it's what? It's a Pikad is holding it for you. So you see that's a full-scale Haidah. If it's a full-scale Haidah, then it comes out that in the Suffolk of Shnei Meres Metallus, you don't have rights to grab it. You could get it if there'll be a Haidah, but today you don't have any rights in it before. One second. That's Moridik, right? You got it? Now, what's fair on this? Oh, yeah, you did such a shver kind of this. No. It was in his dilemma. Okay. That's after that's late in his dilemma. Okay, we'll get to that. Hold on. Same topic as number two, is number three, whether the ability to grab it, whether or not, Rashi says before what the suffix is the same as mesusa, same as tzach v'koyim. Well, azach that I can grab onto a yedei suffix, is that enough called b'rushus or not? Rashi says before, is it davayen b'rushus or not? Same exact suffix. One, two, and three are carbon copy sfeikas. Today I have an object that the Pesach suffix took it out of my hand. One second. And I have a right to grab it. When I did Shalzik Vakar suffix, in all three cases. And the question is whether that right to grab it is enough to make it Bereshus or not. We'll get to that. It's a good question. We'll get to that. You have any other questions? One second. It's a question. We'll get to it. One second. Everything. One second. You're not asking anything. Not sure. No. Yeah. No, because by Kohen over there, the Kedusha has no shackles at the moment. It's like we spoke of then. You know what I said? But there's no shackles. You don't have a raya that the ability to grab is enough to make Chalei's Kedusha, because the Kedusha over there has nothing to do with the ability to grab. You want to bring me a raya from Kohen that the ability to grab it is the reason why it's called. There's no raya from there. Because over there, the Kedusha is not totally in the moment, Kohen. What's fair, no? No. You, I understand you. What's fair? No? No. What? No, not good. No. What's fair? Oy. When I was your age, I knew the gosh. Don't take it personal. So the Gabbai's kasha is that you built the binyan in Rashi that we just built is rock solid. Before Shirashi's. Rashi says, Suffolk, let's make a judgment. Suffolk 3 by Bukhar, the Havmin of the Gemara that the Kedusha of the Bukhar is totally in the moment is of the Bukhar. Over there, there's no shtika, because nobody was shaysik when the baby was born, correct? So over there, what was the Suffolk by Bukhar? What did we bring from Bukhar? What was the agenda by Bukhar? The agenda by Bukhar is the fact that it's, I could grab it enough to make it Roshusa to make it Hekish. By the way, in parentheses, the Gemara says, the Hekish has nothing to do with Roshusa, the Hekish is detached. What was the Havmina? The Havmina, that was the thing, it was Gifli. The Havmina by Bukhar was, that nobody argues. The Raya from Bukhar was that the Kedusha of the Bukhar is totally on the Mominus of the Kohen, and that depends on his ability to grab it. How come today he doesn't have it? Kohen says, no, it's not totally. That was the Havmina. So where's that Raya to Mesusa? Because when Mesusa was the same Suffolk. I want to go make it Hekish, how come that I don't have it? But I have the right to grab it. Who says that before Shirashi? Shirashi says Mesusa was Shalzik Vakach Tzavach. And that was the case number one also, the same exact Suffolk. Tayez the Kasha and said, Shalzik Vakach Tzavach, that doesn't give you rights to grab it. That doesn't give you rights to grab it. Shazavak Tzavach is a Haidah. The Haidah is not called a right to grab it. It'll be a Haidah. The answer is no. Shazavak Tzavach is nothing more than a what? Than a feast of Barashos, which means I have the right to grab it and still stay in the state of Suffolk. Who told me that Rashi learns like that? Before Shirashi. Rashi learns that the case of every case of Tukfa Koyim, when the Koyim is allowed to grab, is only in the case of Shazavak Tzavach, the Fidat Tzad. What's fair? Can you know? What's No. No? Ashra? Kereo? Ah, Boketov. I'll explain to Ezra what that means, Ezra's other guys, but you know you're an Israeli. A Redeemer finally woke up. Yeah? And he asked a good question. So there's a Pella Otsum Vinoira that shacks and shakes the foundations of the Sugya. Yeah? I understand. The Gemara Shtel Suffolk, all Suffolk number one according to Rashi. It's before Rashi, all Suffolk number one. The same Suffolk as Bukhar, correct? All Suffolk number one. I have a Shemeres Metallus. I want to make it hekdish when it's not by me, by the other guy. My ability to make it hekdish is totally misafik, obviously, like I said yesterday. It's totally in whether I can grab it or not, right? And that shaila, whether I can grab it or not, the Gemara says, the in tim zolaymer, if I hold like Rav Zeira, who says what? Shalsek v'akach tzavach is called what? Why did the Gemara stole the safik only by shalsek v'akach tzavach? My right, Rabbi say, what's it about shtika v'tchila v'atzayf? Is there a suffix over there? There's an intim dilemma there, everybody agrees. Shtika v'tchila v'atzayf works. Shtika v'tchila v'atzayf works. So why did the Gemara stole the shayla? Every shayla is a metalis. You have the opportunity to grab it. When can you grab it? Shtika v'tchila v'atzayf. The Gemara says, intim dilemma. If you'll tell me, then by shayla, I can grab it. Then I have a suffix, what? Whether that ability to grab it is enough to make me able to make it hekdesh. What is the Gemara there for? What if the case of involved in a controversy, Reb Zeira? This for sure, wait, you're allowed to grab it, everybody agrees you're allowed to grab it. Right? So I think we have to stall the shayla, suffix number one, in Tim Zolaymar. In Tim Zolaymar, if you'll tell me Shasek Rakach Tzavach is called a suffix, then what? In Tim Zolaymar, if you'll tell me Shasek Rakach Tzavach, you have to learn a piece of Gemara, I say. This is talking about Pashup Shah, we're talking about Schattenstein over here. Basic shot. Okay? If what? The Gemara said that if I hold in the suffix of Rav Zeira that Shasak v'tchil achaka sabak is a zinga, then I can grab. We have to go on to the dilemma for. You could have stole the vex suffix number one without Rav Zeira, without Shasak v'tchil achaka sabak. You're allowed to grab by Steinberg's Mutal. That everybody agrees is hechitim, you're allowed to grab. When you're allowed to grab, stick with v'tchil v'atzayf. So the Gemara should stole a shayla. My rabbi say, v'bal by Steinberg's Mutal, you're allowed to grab a stick with v'tchil v'atzayf. So you have rights in it. Yeah. So maybe could you make it hegdish or not? Why is it going to stall the shayla only on an intim solemn or like the second side of Rav Zeira? Because why? Because only like that side you have a possibility of grabbing? You have a possibility of grabbing? No, we're not Rav Zeira. You always allowed to grab my towels. You have to think about it. Rabbi Seinu taught us that Rashi holds a shtik mitchil vatsoy is a haidah. And Shasak Mitchil Shas Vakach Tzavach is only a Tvisa Bershos. Rabbi Zeinu taught us that Shtika Mitchil Vatzayif and Shasak Vakach Tzavach are not the same thing. Shtika Mitchil Vatzayif is a full scale Haidah. So that you can get something, Ayide Shtika Mitchil Vatzayif, that's not cool. You have a right to grab it. Why? Because when there's going to be a Shtika Mitchil Vatzayif, there won't be a Safiker anymore. So in the state of Safik, you never had rights to get it. In the state that it's now, you're Mufka. You can go, yeah, there'll be a Haidah. Wonderful. But Shasak Vakach Tzavach was Pasha to Rashi that Shasak Vakach Tzavach cannot be more than a Tvisa Bershos. It can't be more than a Tvisa Bershos. It's not a Haidah. It can't be more than a Tvisa Bershos. It can't be more than a Tvisa Bershos. B'sach Kol, the guy yelled at the end. Melech Yibalt was Pasha to Rashi, Shasak Vakach Tzavach is not more Tvisa Bershos. So the Gemara stelled that if you heard that Shasak Vakach Tzavach works, and then it's a Tvisa Bershos, then I have Shaila number one. Oh, but that I have a possibility of getting the talus that they stick in mitchil of atzayv, it doesn't work because that's not called tzitzis v'shus. That's called haidah. Am I making faces at me?
And I need to come
on to machine.
Whether I'm coming
on
to him, that is really
haidah. Say again.
I need to come on to his haidah because right now I don't know what I'm supposed to. Regardless of the reason why I'm coming on to him, it's because I need a real haidah. I'm coming on to him just to get a tefillah bereshus.
It's a huge difference. That didn't bother anybody. That didn't bother us. That didn't bother Rashi. The fact that I need to come on to him is not the problem. The problem with haidah is not because I need to come on to him. I said 10 times. The problem with haidah is because when there's haidah, there's no suffix here anymore. I didn't say the problem with haidah is because I need to come on to him. When there's a haidah, there's no suffix anymore. So the state of the object now, you don't have any rights in it. Tomorrow there won't be a siluk suffix. There won't be a suffix anymore. The reason why when I have a haidah, the reason why it's not called you have rights, not because I need to come on to him. I never said that. I said 10 times. The problem with haidah is not because I need to come on to his shtika, and therefore I don't have rights. The problem is that his shtika shafs a haidah. When there's a haidah, there's no suffix anymore. So in the state of suffix, I don't have rights. But if I did a Shasek Rakach Tzavach, there won't be a Haidah. There'll be nothing more than a Tvisa Bereshus. That means in the state of Suffolk now, I have rights. That's cool. I have rights in this object, in the Matzav Kamoshu. Is that clear? What's wrong? And who says there's a problem with relying on somebody? I ever said in the last 2 days there's a problem with relying on somebody? Just repeating what Michael said. I ever said there's a problem with relying on somebody? Who said you're relying on somebody? Okay, what did you say?
I'm not
using
somebody else, I have a
system. I'm just saying. So why are you asking me the kashan what I said now? Why is the kashan on Rashi? Rashi says the suffix number 1, 2, and 3 were the same suffix. Why do you wake up now and ask the kasha at 105 when I was thinking about the schnitzels? What? What are you saying? What are you saying? You tried to ask? I didn't see anything frowns on your face. Why do you wake up the kasha? It's kasha Rashi. The Torah says, this is what you're saying. Who cares if it's telling somebody else? That's called have rights to grab it. And this suffix, the suffix allows me, one second, yes, a kasha Rashi. Nothing to do with elephant or Arieli or any other people, yeah? Nothing. Yes, a kasha Rashi. Rabbi Yitzchaki. Correct? Yes, and Kasha Rashi. Because Rashi says that the suffix number 1 was not a suffix, it was a Rida. The suffix was, does the right that you have to grab it itself, the suffix or ability to give it? Rashi says it first, by the way, three times. That's what Rashi says, it's called Rosh Hashanah. That's the one Rashi. Loyalam Emlucha does talk Rashi. The Shiloh was, is my ability to. Rashi says it first. Do I say that your ability to grab it, I day, Shazik Vakach Tzavach, is that called a right to get it enough to make it Hekdash? So you're asking me, why is that called a right? I need Yanagai. That didn't bother Rashi. Because the fact is that the suffix allows for a scenario where I can get hold of it. That's enough call to have rights in it. That never bothered Rashi. I never said it was a Sorobach. I never said it's Rashi, it's Rashi. It's not like natural what you're saying. The fact that I get to come out to Yanagai doesn't stare me. That's called I have rights in this object. The din of Yachleku allows for a possibility of me to grab it. When? In a Zak case. But by Haidah, the case of Yachleku doesn't allow you for a kid to grab it. Just give it to be Haidah, there won't be a suffix anymore. That's not called. You have a right to grab it. I never said that the reason why it's not called you have a right to grab it because I need to come on to his shtika. So it's not called I have a right. That's not true. Rashi's before not like that. Rashi says explicitly that suffix number 1, explicit in Rashi, that's the Rashi of Loyalim Emelucha. Learn how to learn a Rashi. Rashi says that Rashi is Rashi Loyalim Emelucha. Explicitly, Rashi says the suffix was. Is the fact that I have a right to get it Ali De Shasavakasavak a reason to be called that I can make it Hegdish? Rashi says it's a right for Bukhar because my Bukhar can Hegdish my love. Over here, your right to get it doesn't give it to you. Why is it called a right to get it? I need Hishti Katarsis. Who cares? That's called I have rights in this object. Just when there's a Hegdah, then you don't. Mela comes out that the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos is, watch what I'm going to say now, and this is something that you can think about to add on, Bishameya and Moisef. So it comes out that this machlekes Rashi Tosfos, what do I need to win by Yachleku? According to Tosfos, the only thing that ever works by Yachleku is what? The only thing that ever works by Yachleku is what? Is Haidah. Shasek Tivatzai, Haidah. Shasek Vakrechzava, what's that? Haidah. And Rashi holds that by Yachleku. I don't need a Haidah, I can get away with a what? So the Tzvi shows, how do I know that? Because Rashi learns that Suffolk number 1 was talking about also the Suffolk of Bukhar. And over there you can only grab a Shasek Vakrechzava, it can't be Haidah, because if it's Haidah, the Tosis is right. So the shayrish of the machlekes of Tosis and Rashi in the sugya is that Tosis holds the only way Shasek Vakrechzava ever is going to work is how? It only gives a Haidah. So number 1 can't be the Tosafik of the Sugya. You don't have rights. And Rashi learns that a Tzisa Bereshos could work. Aye. So what do you have to come on to him to Tulema for? Because only Shasek Vakrechzava Tzisa Bereshos. Shasek Vakrechzava is a full-scale Haidah. All this is introduction to what I want to speak about today. If that's true, you have a Moyedik Kasha. A Shakin Kasha. Now we start. You ready? All this was a Hakdama. It's acts like this. Oh. That's the Hamadas Dvorim in Poshup Shad of Rashi versus Tosfos in the Hamadas Azogah. Now, I want to leave off with a kasha. Hayetzim Itvarenu is that Lafi Rashi, there are two places in the Sugya where we use the tool of Shasek Rakach Tzavach to get something. Where are the two places? One is by Shneimos and Batalis, where Shasek Vakach Tzavach allows you to grab it. By the way, I want to remind you, Zerah Sofik was not where the Shasek Vakach Tzavach works. What was Zerah Sofik? Zerah Sofik was not where the Shasek Vakach Tzavach worked. What was Zerah Sofik? Whether there was a Shtika Haridah, Chazil Ravonan, but that works. By the way, Rashi also says another place where Shasek Vakach Tzavach does the job. Where's that? The Fidah Mandiyomer holds what? Takfa Kayin. And Mitzimi Yel, you let it grab. Have interesting kasha. When you have Shnei Meos Metalis and one guy Shasek Vakach Tzavach, is there anybody who holds that it doesn't work? Is there anybody in the world who holds that Shasek Vakach Tzavach doesn't work with Shnei Meos Metalis? Yes or no? Yes or no? No? Everybody agrees that Shasek Vakach Tzavach works by Shnei Meos Metalis, correct? Bozer Zeris Sofik. Is it a shtika? But that's a no-brainer, it works, right? What about by Ahmed Beis? What's that? That's the sugi of Tokfer Koyin. Tokfer Koyin Metzivio, the Tokfer Koyin Metzivio, that we pass in La Locha, Tokfer Koyin Metzivio. You're not allowed to grab. Let's have a reverse stira. Up to now, we spoke out which case is worse, Yachleiku or Mitzvechavel Varaya. And I'm at Alpha said, you're not allowed to grab. You can't grab. And I'm at Bez, we had Rishayinim who hold, you're allowed to grab. Now I'm showing you reverse. And on Amid Beis, A, the Gemara has a suffix whether it works or not, and we pass in Mitzim Yod, Rashi passes out Lachad, it doesn't work. Why? If it's a Tzvi Sibrishos, let it work. Have a Nukasha, that Lefi, where we came out now, that Rashi holds that on Amid Aleph, not like Tzvi holds on Aleph, only Haidah works. Yachlekus Gefel HaFazah, watch the extremes. According to Tzvi, Yachlekus Gefel HaFazah, only Haidah. And the Valdez only Haidah, Suffolk number one can't enter the game here. Suffolk number one is too much time with Talis. Mesusa is called Longvar. Is that worthy? But according to Rashi learns, no, on Amid Aleph, Shazrakachtov is not Haidah, it's a Tzvi Sibrishos. And it works. So why is it when it came to Amid Beis, all of a sudden Tzvi Sibrishos became such a headache? Machlekes, Loi, Matzian, A Matzian, on Amid Aleph was a no-brainer that it worked. Amid Beis, not the punch that it works. What's the chilek? We just agree. You deleted my whole share. I let you grab it. So I don't teach it. Let's go to Rishos. Wait, yes, me Kashi. Yes, me Kashi Rashi again. Yes, me another Kashi Rashi. What about the Kashi Rashi now? Rashi says it works, correct? Rashi has a cool piece of Rishos because I allowed you to grab it. What are you asking me? I'm not saying. Rashi says you allowed to grab it, correct? Again, why are you asking me this Kashi now? I'm in the middle of the ring.
He doesn't know.
Rashi says it. Oh, you thought of it. You know what goes through my mind during Cheryl, so there's a lot of things. Yeah, why are you? Or, come on. Rashi says it's cool. I thought you steal it. So it's not called Xavier.
Why is it more?
Yeah. Maybe I have a test of riddle. I have a riddle. Tisa Bershos, the Rishayim who hold that the Shafi coin works, all the Noman Alpha Show doesn't work. I feel like it was a billion times worse, right? I'm showing you the reverse in Rashi. Rashi, Tisa Bershos works by. Yeah, like it doesn't work here. Every time it does, on the spot.
It's a suffix, not a bury.
This kind of we're talking about.
He doesn't know. It's a suffix. He doesn't know that it's his. It's Tisa's Shvachat Tisa.
Who's that? Rabbi, what do you call Irgun? What?
Yeah.
Say it. Could be. It's a derech. Say better. Say good. What? You say? Can you? No, that's not what he said. You don't understand what you said. You know what he said. Both. Just a comment. If he was going to get lapped in. So say better. I'm asking a stira. Tisa Bershos works, it doesn't work, make up your mind. Say better, he's saying good. He said this and this.
Here's because the Tisa Bershos,
no? I have a posture to Teretz.
It's because the Tisa Bershos, it's not totally his
Bershos. And I'm at Aleph. You could say like you said, but we'll say without that. And I'm at Aleph, by Shnei Meretz and Metaldis. We're both holding on to the Talis. Fishi does Rashi. Who's holding on to half? They're holding on to half, holding on to the whole Talis. Holding on to the whole thing. I'm holding on to the whole thing. You're holding on to the whole thing. This is the Yachleiku. Comes from Tzvi Sibrishos and says what? I gave Tishrei, now it's by me. I'm going to say, well, on my base, what was the case? There's nothing of Yachleiku. You weren't holding on to it. Who's holding on to it? Who's holding on to it? Yisrael was holding on to it. Who says Tzvi Sibrishos can go switch up sack? Up to now it's by him, now it's by you. So Amid Aleph and Amid Beis, I'm not shaykhus to each other. Amid Aleph with his Yachleiku and I'm holding on to the Talis. Tzvi Sibrishos says, okay, now it's been the exclusive, we have a good day. On Amid Beis, where the guy's holding on to it alone, how it's a raya, that broke out the famous dilemma of Tokfer Koyin, Mitzim Yoda and Mitzim Yoda, even though it's a Tzvi Sibrishos. That's enough for one day. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, what are we doing? Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to learn the bottom tesis of Amid Aleph. It's one of the hardest tesis in Yashas. There's two parts to it. And then we'll see. It's a vat, of course. It's Monday, no? Monday is fish and a vat.